We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we have something special planned this hour. If you've listened to our show for a while, Channing Crowder has shared with us a story from his high school football playing days, right? So yep. Quickly, for people that don't know the story, and we'll talk some Dolphins here in a moment. For people that don't know the story, you're a high school football player, and you're obviously the star of your school.
Yes.
And you go out one night, and you're asked to do something you hadn't done.
Actually, I was a star. I was in ninth grade my
right.
first year, and I shot up my 10th grade summer, so I was still 5'9", 170. I was a decent player, but I wasn't an All-American by then. I was still a normal guy. So I was the star of the JV team, but back in the day, the JV team season was like four or five games, and then you can go stand on the sideline in varsity. So after 5 or 6 weeks, then you go to varsity, you get to practice with them, you're all excited, you're a young guy with these, you're 13, you're practicing with the 18-year-olds, you're excited. So we go and play Parkview, and they were a powerhouse in baseball, a powerhouse in football. They were a hell of a just an athletic program. Their school looked like a college. The campus was immaculate. So Parkview was a powerhouse athletic program. We're going to play them in the playoffs to go to the state. Then you can start playing in the dome in about the quarterfinals of the playoff. So they come out, and they're like, hey, they have this receiver, and he's a pretty good receiver. Hey, do you want to play cornerback? I said, yeah, I played some cornerback in my day. I'll go out there and play corner. And they never told me his name. They never told me about it. Like, hey, this have pretty good receivers. If you want to get a cornerback, we need to have some depth so he can run. I said, okay. We get out. And I start looking at the team that
like,
we're playing.
Who am I going to have to stop here?
Why did they ask me as a running back to play cornerback? Who are they talking about? So you're watching the pregame, and I look over, and I'm like, that guy? He's white. The receiver you're telling me I have to cover is that guy? And I'm kind of laughing like, it's a white dude.
You're That's a 13-year-old really? Black kid. You have dominated all the white competition that you have had.
Yes, I'm just like, bro, and he's a receiver. Now, you give me a big, big white linebacker. You know, he could be a banger
right.
or whatever.
I think you lost a fight once to a white guy at the miniature golf course.
Shodan Jordan.
Right.
Yeah, he hit me one time, and I ran.
Right.
And I was with a girl.
It's a great story, too. Big white dude, and he hits him, and Channing, no joke, right, ran and hid in your car.
In the backseat floor. So he couldn't find me because at first, boom, I said, oh, goodness gracious, you're strong, and hit it. So they're like, okay, so I wasn't starting either. They were like, hey, we need a rotation of corners. But my swag is through the roof. And Jeff Francoeur, people that know him, he's not like a gigantic guy. He doesn't look like a great athlete. You know, he's long. He's about 6'2". Like, he's a taller dude, but he's not just yoked up. He doesn't have, you know, he just doesn't look. He looks like a preacher. He looks like, a mortgage broker or something. I walk out there on him with a little swag. I'm about to cover this lanky white dude. And then he disappears when they snap the ball. I don't know where he went. Next thing I know, I look back. He's 30 yards behind me catching the touchdown pass. And I said, this is why y'all wanted me to play cornerback. Because this dude, he's an All-American. He got a full ride to Clemson at receiver.
Yeah.
He ended up being – he was amazing. And
had over a decade career in Major League Baseball.
I learned it the hard way that he was amazing. But, yes, he was an All-American receiver. But, yeah, when they told me and I saw who it was, I was like, oh, yeah, I got the white dude. Yeah, y'all go over there. I don't need any safety help. I got him. Phew! Where the hell did this dude go? In the end zone. Touchdown. Got cussed out.
So Jeff Francoeur, who's now a broadcaster for the Braves, and Braves are in town playing the Marlins, so Jeff Francoeur is going to join us in like 15 minutes or so. Is he going to remember this, do you think?
I don't know. I know he'll probably remember that game. I don't know if he'll remember I was the one standing in front of him when he got the hell on.
Do you think this could be a Cam Cameron, Michael Jordan situation where it only happened in your mind?
I know. You know what? I know it happened because I wouldn't tell a story. It's
right.
not very braggish
right.
on my side that
right.
I got roasted
right.
the first time I
touched
the field.
You're positive it was Jeff Francoeur.
Yes, Parkview High School. I know it was him. Because
right.
then, but think about that. Like I had you walk out full of swag. I think I was waving off the safety. Like, no, I got him. We good. Y'all go over there and help somebody else. Pew, pew, pew. What's going on here? who is this guy, the Roadrunner? He was so fast. He was quick. He was strong. Yeah, ate me up. I end up like, they, crowd, you want to come out? Yeah, I'm going to come out. You tired? No, I'm not tired. I want somebody else to get that damn work.
I don't want to line up against him again.
You already scored two touchdowns. You want a third? Yeah, try somebody else.
Jeff Francoeur will join us in like 15 minutes. Landshark Bar and Grill. A little bit of a storm is starting to blow through, so they cleared out the flow rider and they have cleared people off the beach. But Crowder and I, we are not backing down. We are out of here. We are the only ones out here. We are at Landshark Bar and Grill, inspired by the traditional beach bars of the Atlantic Coast. Landshark Bar and Grill offers the perfect mix of quality food and free-flowing drinks, good old-fashioned fun. Guests can relax al fresco on the oceanfront deck and enjoy panoramic views of the Atlantic Ocean, which we are doing right now. And they can watch the adrenaline seekers go head-to-head on the resort's Flow Rider Double, which has been shut down temporarily, hopefully as this quick storm blows through. But we are toughing it out because it's what our job requires, much like when you were in high school facing off against Jeff Francoeur. Okay, so we set the story up. People are familiar with the story if they listen to our show. Jeff Francoeur is a television analyst now for the Braves, and the Marlins beat the Braves yesterday. They play again tonight. Most people know Jeff Francoeur, obviously, for his very long career in Major League Baseball as an outfielder. But our own Channing Crowder has Jeff Francoeur etched in his head for another reason, and we're going to bring Jeff on here. Jeff, are you there?
What's up, guys?
So, do you remember the story that Crowder has shared with us on the hey. Now, it obviously was probably different for you, but Crowder has shared this a number of times on the air.
Hey, I love that story. Trust me. I don't mind hearing it.
So you remember playing Roswell High School? In the playoff game.
Oh, yes, I do. Are you kidding me? Of course.
And there was they gave me 2 years in a row. And that, would that be the second year that we played? They walked out a little corner on you. He had long braids. And they said, go cover the white guy. And I said, oh, okay. I don't need no safety help.
You were a freshman, right?
I was a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, this was going to be no problem for Crowder.
I'm got the swag. I'm low. I'm shaking my butt. You know, I'm ready in coverage. And they snapped the ball, and you disappeared. And next thing I know, you were 30 yards down the field with the ball in your hand. And I looked at my coach and said, never mind, coach. I want to go back to running back. I don't want this smoke.
Hey, and I still give Coach McFarland crap all the time for that whenever I see him up in Atlanta.
Because Crowder has said before, like, you know, he's a young kid. He's on the JV team. Now they move him up to varsity. You know, can you cover that guy? He doesn't know who you are. So he goes, lanky white kid. I'm going to have no problem covering that guy. And, man, he says you were in the end zone before he knew what had happened. And that I'm guessing, Jeff, that happened to you a lot when you were playing football, right?
Oh, exactly. Exactly what he just said. Goofy-looking white kid. He's tall, lengthy. He runs. He runs weird, but I'll tell you what, that was the best part because a lot of people underestimated, and I had a chance to get by them before they could do anything. But it was, man, we had so much fun back then. And I'll tell you what, you know, I know Florida's down here too, but Shane, you can tell we had so many good teams up there in Georgia.
Oh, yeah, man. At that time, from Washington County all the way to, what was it?
Yep.
Man, there was teams. I would say football down here and up there is equal, but down here we have that bias. But Georgia football is hell, bro.
No, it's so much fun, and that's why I love this time of year coming up, man. I, you know, y'all know me. I'm a baseball guy. I played for 12 years, but you know, I signed to go to Clemson. I'm a football guy. I mean, I love it. I can tell you this. Last night we were sitting there announcing the Marlins Braves games, and right above me on the TV, I had the Falcons Dolphins on. I was in and out of announcing. Good thing the Marlins won by a lot, so I didn't have to get too close, or the Braves won, you know. But it was, I love football season, and you know what? We had so many good battles in high school, but I think you did okay for yourself from Florida to the pros. I think you ended up okay.
Well, after you tore my heart out, I got back in the weight room and had to never let that happen again.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, I'm glad I could help.
Was that a hard decision? Because you were a first-round pick in baseball, which, you know, made you, I guess, I don't know, give your scholarship back, whatever you want to call it. But, like, did you have to sit down? Was that a long process of deciding if I'm going to go play football or if I'm going to go to the MLB?
Oh, absolutely. The Braves got mad because I was about 4 days away from 2 days at Clemson. I think I signed on July 21st, and July 25th was the start of the 2-a-days there for freshmen. But, you know, I loved baseball because you get to play every day. But there was nothing like that three-hour football game. I've never got a feeling like it. I still don't, even playing baseball. I've played in the World Series, and I never got that rush or that feeling that you do on a football game. Like I said, the only thing that stinks is you're practicing 5-6 days a week and you get to play one game. So, you know, it ended up working out great for me. I'm so glad, obviously, I played baseball. But I'll tell you what, I always paid attention to all those Georgia guys, followed Channing Scripp, all those guys that, you know, I played against or followed, man. It was a blast being able to watch them play in college and then on to the NFL.
Jeff Francoeur is with us. You must love Clemson and what's going on with them, huh?
I mean,
they
God,
look like they're
baby.
Playing in a different league.
It is so nice right now. And, of course, now, you know, Dabo's in the news for the ring deal with Kelly Bryant. You know, so who knows what's going to happen. But all I know, as long as Trevor Lawrence and those receivers are back and ETN behind him, I think we'll be all right.
As long as you pay attention to a lot of football, we, Crowder and I, were marveling. Like, last night was the first time that we actually saw Kyler Murray run out with an NFL team. Did you see any video of Kyler Murray with as he ran out with Arizona?
I did. I love seeing it, man. And I think, you know, I love the idea that they're putting confidence in these guys. Look at the size. I get it. But at the same time, you got to look at the heart. You got to look at the arm. You got to look what he's done. And that's what, I think it's a great pick because you look at Baker Mayfield the year before, you know, same coach, same system, and look what he was able to do in Cleveland and still doing. I think he's only getting better. And with those receivers, I love the pick by Arizona. I thought they needed to make a splash, and they got the perfect guy for that system.
But I'm a pro. They call me a sizes, Jeff. I'm a prototype guy where even in baseball, where Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, they look like home run hitters. You can get the little You can get the Altuves who can get around on the ball, but if I want a home run hit, I want a guy that's 6'6" doing it. Am I too much of a size, and should I let that go?
No, because I am too. Let me tell you, I was skeptical of Baker Mayfield, and I think that's the whole reason that I'm on Kyler Murray and I'm okay because, you know, I watched him last year. I saw him a lot. I know what you're saying. If you don't have that size, it's going to be tough. But at the same time, like for me, if you ask me who do I want, Josh Rosen or Kyler Murray, I'm sorry, I want Kyler Murray. And I think he's got more of an ability to take that team to the next level. He's got, you know, swag on him. That's I think, the biggest thing of watching Baker Mayfield that surprises me. You know, you can say it all you want. He's cocky, this and that. But he goes out there and plays, man. And he backs it up and he leaves it out there. You know, I know what you're saying. I don't think you can continue to just draft guys that are out of size, but I think every couple times you can hit okay with it.
You can find somebody special. I think I'm coming around to that too, Jeff. I got to get to baseball, and you're the great person to ask this to. Can you explain to me what went wrong with the players, you know, what they call regulating themselves, the plunking rule? Now, every time it seems like everybody gets up in arm when somebody gets hit by a ball. Where did it go wrong, Jeff? When I was younger, that's what happens. You hit our guy, we hit your guy, you keep playing.
Exactly.
Now, everybody, people get suspended, people run out, people get fined. What went wrong with the players regulating each other?
Well, you know me being a football guy, I'm a physical guy, so if there's a brawl, I want to see somebody hit somebody. I mean, I know that's what the thing, but that's why Amir Garrett with the Reds, remember a couple weeks ago with the Pirates, he was my favorite player because he went into their dugout, basically, and said, who wants a piece? But, you know, I think when you look at it, the problem with baseball where they're at right now is you have 50% old school people and 50% new school. And the new school people, the whole let the kids play, do what you want to do, it's all great and stuff, but the problem is you still have the old school people, too, that are, hey, listen, if you hit a home run, you know, you can't just sit there and watch it forever. And right now, you're literally in the middle of that. So I think the problem is you usually you get a guy hitting a home run that's, you know, sitting there watching it, and the guy that threw it is 34 and he's old school and he gets pissed off. My whole thing is, I don't mind people celebrating. I don't mind people having a good time. But it's kind of like, hey, make it be a big play. It's like in football. If it's 45-0 in the third quarter and you get a meaningless sack, hey, get excited, but get back to the huddle. You know, you ain't got to be doing all this stuff. But you get in a big game, I'll give you every reason to sit there and get excited and have a blast. I just hate seeing it all the time. Make it when it's a good time to do it.
Jeff Francoeur is with us, a broadcaster for the Braves now. Back in high school, he torched Channing Crowder on the football field and went on to a very successful Major League Baseball career. So just sticking with baseball for a second, because, you know, your Braves, they got a big lead in the NL East and everything's going well. The Marlins, they're dead last, as everyone expected. There's not a lot of life in the organization right now. People need to, you know, hope that they're doing things right with the farm system and whatnot. But, like, you were there yesterday at Marlins Park, and the attendance is less than 9,000 announced. Like, as a player, because you talk about that three-hour rush on the football field, as a baseball player, like, how does that affect a player when there's less than 10,000 people and there's just, you know, you're 25 games back or whatever of the division lead?
Yeah, well, it's tough. I that was before the game. I asked me one of my keys yesterday. I said, you got to get up. You got to be ready to go because, you know, we just came from Minnesota, a three-game series versus the Twins up there. You know, they're in first place, interleague. The place was packed. And then you come into it. I still never understand. It blows my mind that they built that stadium down here. And okay, this year I understand, they're rebuilding. But 2 years ago, you had Giancarlo Stanton, you had Christian Yelich, JT Realmuto, Marcell Ozuna, when Jose, before he passed away here, and they still never got the crowds, and it blows me away with the Latino population down here. I've always thought this would be the perfect place to have that type of team. And, I mean, I've heard all different reasons why. It just still blows my mind that they don't get better attendance. I do not understand.
Yeah, Crowder and I, we went to a World Baseball Classic game. I think you played for Team USA back in the day, but we went to World Baseball Classic game like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And who was it? It was like Colombia and Venezuela or Puerto Rico
wild.
Or something. It was wild, man. 30,000 people in there. And I obviously they're trying to recreate that. It just hasn't worked. Like it hasn't worked. Although I will say with this Derek Jeter and Bruce Sherman-led group, they really seem to have an outreach going to the Hispanic community, and they're embracing the 305, which is obviously big for us in South Florida and whatnot. So maybe it'll work. But Crowder and I were saying, when we went to that World Baseball Classic game, man, if they could replicate 50% of the vibe in Marlins Park, like, it was a party. I spent my summer vacation in Japan, and I went to go see a Japanese baseball league game. And that felt like a college football game. Like, man, if that could happen down here, it would just be great. I don't know why it hasn't.
I agree. And, you know, when they had the outside stadium where I grew up playing when I came down here the first 6-7 years with the Braves, I understood it was hotter than crap. You know, it was out kind of a little farther away, you know. But I figured, okay, now they got the indoor stadium. You know, it's really nice, and it still just blows my mind. It's 5-6 minutes from Brickell. You know, I'm like, it does not make sense to me. But as you said, I hope Derek Jeter and the way they're doing things. I do know this. I have talked to a lot of scouts, a lot of different people that I see every night, and they all talk about the players that the Marlins have gotten back from these different trades and how good they are and the potential they got. So I really do think a good thing's building here. And I really hope that down the road the fans take notice, because I love coming to Miami. I love playing baseball down here. It just feels where you're supposed to be playing baseball. And, you know, I hope it clicks down here.
Hey, Jeff, do you have a 6- or 7-year-old son, a nephew, cousin that my son can get some payback for what you did to me?
Hey, I got a 5-year-old boy, so yes, sir. He can be a senior, and my son can be a sophomore. We'll hook him up.
I got it, man. I gotta get some payback,
he's
man.
He's gotta pull back the Crowder name.
Hey, listen,
the Francoeur stole the Crowder name.
I get a few times to talk about high school football, and I tell three stories. Channing's one of them. We beat Chancey Stuckey in the state championship, and I ran down Ahmad Carroll on a kickoff return my junior
Holy
year.
Hell!
You ran down Batman?
I did run down Batman. Those are my three claim to fame. That's all I got left.
He was an Olympic guy.
Dude's got some speed.
Yeah,
like
but
he was 30 yards away from me in a second.
But you're not that fast. Like, tight ends were beating you.
Go to hell.
I think it would be great if Jeff Francoeur became our football correspondent.
I would love it.
We bring on Jeff Francoeur to talk football.
I always tell people I love baseball. I've told you. If they called me and asked me to come do football, I'd be gone. See ya.
Look at that. Jeff Francoeur, thank you for coming on with us and reliving a moment. Crowder's going to put it to bed now. He's talked about it. Now we brought you on. We talked about it. He's going to put it to bed, and it will rest forever. Thank you, Jeff.
Guys, hey, it's a pleasure anytime, man. Crowder, be well, buddy.
I'll let you, bro.
There you go. Jeff Francoeur, Braves broadcaster now. That is a great story,
I'm
man.
I'm shaking. I remember where on the field we were. We were about the 30-yard line. They were coming out.
I like that it's one of his three stories, too, though. Like, it meant something to him as well. I love that. That was excellent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.